So, specific hotels. Talk to us about it. No, joking. Yes. We're not talking about specific hotels. Must lodge that here. Mm-hmm. What specific hotels in Cyprus? Right. Got to remember, not Melissa. I'm in a different seat.
You are.
It's a bit weird.
We actually normally have. It's like Anton Deck.
Yeah, we're specific sides. Oh.
Well, do you want to sit here? I'm not bothered. No.
It's
only because I hate my. I have a nanny McPhee too.
So everyone has a favourite side.
I still have a baby too. Oh. So I look like Nanny McPhee.
Do I have a better side?
Yeah, what's your favourite side?
I don't know, I've never even thought about it.
Well, I mean...
It should be on my mind now.
We'll talk about it on camera, shall we? Hello, everyone. Hello. This is the Feathers and Florence vlog. My name's Liam, and I am one half of Feathers and Florence. You'll notice that the other half of Feathers and Florence isn't with us. Well, not with us, just behind the camera. Say hello.
Hello.
And today is a bit of a different vlog. We obviously have some guests in every now and then, and this week is an exception because we have the wonderful award-winning Artisan Escapes from Worley, who are a I always want to say estate agent, not because of that, but I always go, but travel agents in Worley, and they are brilliant, and they've joined us today to talk about what we're talking about.
Honeymoons.
My favorite topic. I've been on four of them, and they're really good. I haven't been on four of them, just two. So we're joined by Anna from Artisan Escapes, and we're going to talk. This is a video all about your how many we're going to do? Three, four, five,
four.
Yes. Of the honeymoons that you need to go on when you get married. And we're going to start with number one. So what would you say is the place that people need to go on their honeymoon?
I would say first in South Africa and Mauritius, because it's a nice way to incorporate activities and things to do, as well as relaxation, and a really nice exotic place.
Yeah, people love South Africa. It's on the same, is it not on the same time zone as us as well?
In the UK, or plus minus.
All right, okay. Let's go with yes.
Yes.
and so, what is it that people like about South Africa? Being really hot and.
I mean, it's. I do not know if it's really hot, but it's, you've got so many things to do. You can do cities with Johannesburg or Cape Town. You can go whale watching. You've got safaris, obviously,
love
with
that.
Kruger National Park. You can go to the winelands and do wine tasting. You can go on the Blue Train as well, which you can do fine dining, and you can get lovely ensuite compartments. There's so much you can do. You've got the, I've forgotten what it's called.
Sea.
It's the garden route, sorry, that's it. Garden
route.
Sea.
It's the only thing that came to my mind. You've got the sea.
I was going to show up penguins.
Yes, you can go see penguins there. Yes.
They smell though.
Yeah.
Do they? Do the penguins smell? All right, okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Right, so South Africa and Mauritius, or
yes.
So you can do both?
Yeah, so quite popular itinerary is do South Africa, you go to Johannesburg, do safari, or if you want to go to the south, do Cape Town, the winelands, the garden route, and for maybe 4 or 5 nights, and then go across to Mauritius and do a week, 10 nights, 2 weeks, and do more of a relaxing thing there.
I didn't know they were so close together.
Or is it
quite a flight?
Four-hour
flight. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, not too bad.
So number one place to go, or one of the top four places to go, is South Africa and Mauritius. What's number two?
Number two, I would say, is maybe Singapore and Bali, or Singapore and Borneo.
Okay.
Yeah,
why?
Another twin. Because obviously you've got, again, all the things that you can do in Singapore. You've got Marina Bay, and you can do all the city things.
Nice.
And then Borneo is, I've been myself actually to Singapore and Borneo. It's a lovely place. It's lots of wildlife, but again, the lovely beaches and relaxation. Yeah.
So Borneo, so that's in kind of South Asia, is it? Where's Borneo?
It is, yeah, Malaysia, Indonesia. Malaysia, yeah.
Good time of year to go?
Kind of May to October time.
Okay.
It's when it's driest and also it's hot and...
Perfect for a honeymoon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the beaches there will be fantastic, won't they?
White sandy, kind of picture postcard, yeah.
Love that. Right, number two is Singapore and Borneo. Number three, what do you think?
We'd say Santorini.
Yeah, picturesque, right? Everybody loves Santorini for how it looks.
Definitely, yeah. You've got the whitewashed buildings with the blue domes and lots of local life going on, and it's lovely. And it's not too far either. It's a few hours flight as well. So if you're not wanting to do the long haul really far, it's a lovely destination to go. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Delicious food as well, right?
Oh,
well, yeah, yeah, I can imagine, right?
No one does a salad like a Greek salad.
that's very true yeah, so because people of course they can get married, well they can get married anywhere, but it's a really popular place to get married as well, so you could mix the two in.
Yeah, definitely, you can get married and then do your honeymoon straight afterwards, or you can go to different Greek islands, but yeah, it's very popular to do both.
Okay, yeah. Okay, right, well I've got some added on questions after this, but number four, what are you thinking?
What number four is.
We can't remember, so we're going to ask Anne, who's behind the camera. Anne can't remember either. We're going to make it up. It's Gretna. That's the surprise. Yeah. here's an added-on question then. In terms of then, people may be going, well, you know, I've spent an absolute fortune on my wedding. I've spent a fortune. And so I need somewhere that's maybe a little bit cost-effective, that's not a traditional honeymoon place to go. Where would you recommend? They want it hot, they want a beach, they just want to chill out for a couple of weeks. Where would you recommend, even if it's not like a typical honeymoon place, where's your favorite place to go if it's hot and sunny?
I would Greece again, off
really
the head. Yeah, it's just the locals are lovely, it is cost effective as well, it's not too far, you've got some amazing beaches, lovely food, great local life.
Nice.
I would say Greece, whichever the island, or even mainland Greece as well.
Yeah. Greece is your number one. Have we come up with a number four?
Yes, Maldives.
Maldives! Maldives, why?
It was like a really popular one as well.
Yeah. That's so number four, the fourth place to go is the Maldives. Why?
The fourth place of the... One of the four.
Yeah.
Streaming that he's having four honeymoons.
I know.
Yeah, no, Maldives, definitely. I mean, you've got so many islands as well. So it's, you've got the white beaches, the turquoise sea. You can do adult only, or you can do it for families. You can have ones which are quieter, where you might just want to spend time together, or you can do ones where go to islands which have a lot more restaurants and things going on, and you can choose between seaplane transfers, which will be quite
speedboat
transfers as well, and lots of nice trips to do. And yeah, definitely Maldives is one of the first ones people think of.
But, it's that not stereotypical isn't the right word, but it is the place, isn't it, to that people want to go. So I'm assuming then, well, I know the answer to this, but all of these destinations, people can come to you and go, this is where I want to go on my honeymoon, and you can help them out with that.
Yes, definitely. We just, they come to us as where they want to go, an idea of, you know, what they want to have included, and then we know the questions to ask, narrow it down, get exactly what they want, and then we'll get some ideas together, some quotes, and go through it with them.
Nice.
And then hopefully get them booked on the honeymoon and have a lovely time.
What a great thing to be doing, booking people on their honeymoons, right? Must be very exciting.
It's very nice. Yeah, it's a good feeling to get them booked and go somewhere lovely just to be together.
So tell us a little bit more then about Artisan Escapes. Tell us a little bit about how people can get in touch with you. Where do they go?
So we're in Morley on the Business Park next to the train station. It's called the Sidings, and we can make appointments for you to come in, or over social media, Facebook or Instagram, or over the phone or email, however people prefer.
Pigeon. They can pigeon.
Yeah, they can do that.
Send anything.
Yeah.
Fax.
Not fax, unfortunately.
Oh.
You accept pigeon, but not fax.
Yeah. I like it.
Yes.
Right, so they know how to get to. So if you're watching in Zimbabwe, Worley is in Lancashire, in the north of the country. So you can absolutely get in touch. And we absolutely recommend Artisan Escapes for looking after all of your travel needs. So please get in touch. I think we're nearly about time, aren't we? What are we at? Oh, perfect.
You could just have a cuppa now.
Yeah, just chill out while we have a brew. Honestly, Anna, thank you so much. Oh, smash that. Smashed it. Goes quick, yeah. Right? Easy job. Thank you very much for coming down. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for watching. We're going to... you're already watching this. So there's no point in me telling you when it's going out because you're already watching. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Typically, we wave to the camera to finish. So you've got to do a really awkward wave. Right, all right. So thanks very much for watching. We'll see you again next week.